everybody, and welcome back to Growing With The Flow. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Monday. Today I am having a day where I'm going to record multiple episodes. This is my first time ever doing this, so hopefully it comes out good. I've been so, not busy, but like away from my microphone, and I'm going away tomorrow for a whole month to India, and I was thinking, okay, I'll sit down and record an episode and I'll put that up on Monday. And then I was thinking, okay, but I'm going away for a whole month. And that means all the weeks past that, there's going to be no episode. And I'm just coming off the back of like missing quite a few because I've been in Scotland. So today we're going to do some batch recording. I don't know. I always, when people say they're batch recording, I'm always a bit skeptical because I like a life update and like a, I don't know, like a fresh intro kind of vibe. But at the same time, I see the beauty of it because you can be so productive, and like if you're in the mood to talk, then you need to, you know, utilize that. So yeah, we're giving it a go. Please let me know by the last episode of June what you think, and if you don't like it, then I won't do it again. I mean, in like normal life, I probably wouldn't do this anyway, but yeah, this is just how it has to be. I actually would record in India, but my microphone's like, do you know, I'm looking at it now, it's not even that big. Should I just bring it? No, that would just be silly. Okay, I'm not gonna bring it, but in future, I don't know, it's not that big, I guess I could bring it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
But yeah, I don't really want to take it just because I'm already bringing like too much stuff. I'm like a chronic under or over packer. I'll either go somewhere and I'll just bring like a spare pair of pants, or I'll go with like everything I've ever owned. I either want to commit to having the option to like choose that I can wear like anything from my wardrobe, or I want to fully admit that I'm not packing and not bother. Once I start properly packing, it's like, well, I may as well bring this. And it's just spirals, you know? So, yeah, I'm trying to be more careful because I definitely brought too much stuff when I went to Southeast Asia. And I don't want to do that again just because it is really fucking heavy. Like, it's just annoying on your back. And I don't think that I need it. It's also only a month, which in theory, like, it shouldn't really make a difference because I'm doing laundry. Like, in Asia, I think we did laundry, like, every 10 days. So in theory, it doesn't really matter. But at the same time, in my mind, a month is way less. So I guess like toiletry wise, like I'm bringing a mini shampoo, so that that sort of thing. Whereas before, 3 months is like I need backup skincare, you know. So hopefully we're in a good place. And yeah, I've had kind of a stressful day. I woke up this morning, I was laid in bed till like 11, and then I was like, shit, okay, my flight is tomorrow, I'm going away for a full month. I hadn't unpacked my bag from Scotland, which is the same bag I'm taking to India, so I couldn't begin packing. I was in Scotland for 2 weeks, and apparently I have 2 weeks worth of underwear because I woke up today with no underwear clean. Like, I literally had zero pairs left. So I've had to do laundry, unpack, put away loads of clothes, like hang everything up, and then repack. And I think I've done it. It's not like all put in the bag yet, and I will probably like check it and stuff. Because I did some laundry, there's some things that can't get packed yet because they're still drying, but hopefully I've made a good stab at packing. I don't know. It's just like, it is kind of hard. Packing I just find so stressful. Anyway, so I had to do that. I also had like 10 other things on my to-do list. I had to call the airline because they keep not adding. I definitely clicked vegan meal when I booked the flight because my return flight has it booked on, but for some reason the outgoing flight doesn't, and then I tried to add it but it wasn't coming up as an option, so then I had to call the guy, and then I don't know, that was a lot of stress. I don't know, just random stuff like that, like kind of like admin that I've had to do because I've been in Scotland for 2 weeks. I've not really been doing my admin. And So I just kind of had to catch up. I'd have that, you know, those line a day diaries where you write like a little few sentences about what you did that day. I have one of those and I'd missed the last like 10 days. Sometimes I get in a bad habit with it where I just don't do it for 10 days and then I sit down and do it all at once, which to be fair is fine. Like, I don't have a problem with that because I can normally just look at my camera when there's at least like one picture that will break, you know, what's the word? Remind me, I guess, of what I was doing. And yeah, it's just been a lot, but I think we're in a good place now. I think everything's looking good. What's left on my to-do list is to buy an eSIM, I think is the plan I'm going to go with. And then I also need to record these episodes. I'm just going to edit them when I'm away, so I've not got that on the list. And I'd also like to work out because, you know, getting on a long-ish flight tomorrow. The flight's like 9 hours, which is actually like pretty good. The flight to Asia was like a 1 hour flight, then like a couple hour layover, and then a 12 hour flight. So that was like quite a bit longer. And this is just one direct flight for 8 hours, 9 hours actually. So it's not that bad at all, but still like a long time to be sat in a chair. So obviously trying to like go on a walk, maybe work out. The flight's actually not till the evening tomorrow, which is so nice. Like, I'm gonna maybe work out or go on a walk or something before I go to the airport, which will be so great because normally I feel like you're either getting up early or even if like you have like a 2 p.m. flight, it's normally that I would normally just sort of wake up, get ready and go for that because you'd have to be there at like, I'm probably gonna have to leave at like 10 or 11 for that, which is still not early, but like I don't get up early, so if I wanted to work out or something before that, I'd be getting up well before my normal rising time. So yeah, I'm trying to think if I've got any other updates. I saw a TikTok yesterday that was like horoscope predictions for June, and apparently I'm gonna have a great June and I'm finally gonna be doing everything that I've wanted to be doing. And I'm finally gonna like, I don't know, kick this whatever bad vibe that I've been carrying around for months. And I was listening to it and like, I know it's like a load of bullshit, like I don't really believe it all, but I feel like there's obviously something to be said for like, if someone says something and you resonate with it, that's true for you, whether the, you know, whether horoscopes are true or not. Like, if you've resonated, that's still like your emotion. And I don't know, I just kind of thought, maybe this is my sign. God speaking to me through a TikTok, which is obviously how he would choose to communicate. He or she. Anyway, okay. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about growing up doing sport. And I hope this isn't too niche, because I know that this won't be relevant to like a lot of people. Hopefully, if you've not grown up doing sport, maybe you grew up doing like drama or art or, I don't know, music. But I also know, like, to be growing up doing any of these things is like a massive privilege. And I don't want to like make this episode and like exclude loads of people, because probably a lot of, or maybe the majority of you haven't done this. But I just find it like a really interesting topic. And I've actually not really ever spoken too much about it or covered it, because it's more like from my real like childhood years. And I don't know, I've only really been online since I was like 18, so I don't know, I've just not really been in, you know, that vocal about it. And I find like it is so interesting, and I just thought it could be a fun conversation. Hopefully you find it interesting. If not, I will be back next Monday. I'm sorry if this isn't like interesting for everybody, but yeah. So like I was saying, growing up doing a sport or anything like that is a huge, huge privilege. My parents, I think especially my dad, really didn't have that growing up. My dad's family are immigrants, and I know that my mum did do swimming when she was growing up, but I definitely don't think she was given as much opportunity as like I was with my sport. And I think this was something that was really important to them, that sport, drama, whatever, etc., was something they really wanted to give us the opportunity to like really explore and commit to, if that was what we wanted. Yeah, I'm just really grateful for that. I know, again, I know that that's like a rare and lucky thing to have had. And I think especially coming from parents who didn't have that, I feel like you even more so are like, I don't know, it's even more obvious how lucky you are to have that sort of thing. So yeah, I like just a shout out to them. I feel like they've always been so supportive and so like nice around sport. I'm really glad that I'm not gonna be saying in this episode like that my parents were pushy or really like super encouraging to the point that it was like unhealthy or anything like that. Like they really were so chilled, laid back, but also like keen for us to have like opportunities like this. So I don't know, kind of like beautiful thing they did. So yeah, okay, I thought I would give a little intro of the sports that I did and like what I what like my history is. I've actually done so many sports. When I was planning out this episode and writing everything down in my notebook, I was like, I have literally done so many sports. I kind of wish in a way that I had just committed to one, because I probably would have been better at it rather than I've literally done like 10 sports. But at the same time, they're all like different chapters of my life, different things I can remember, different people and different lessons. So yeah, when I was like a little girl, probably like, I actually don't know, maybe like 6, I don't know, I did ballet and I also did gymnastics. I don't think at the same time, but like around the same age. Ballet, I always thought was just so boring. And I think ballet is so cool. Like, I appreciate it so much. I have watched Luna Montana's YouTube videos for, I want to say like 5+ years, like a really long time, longer than that actually. Like, I really love her content and ballet is like so impressive to me. But when I remember when I did it, I always wanted to do something that was like more explosive, I guess, and less, because ballet is very like, gymnastics is a lot more of like a running, jumping, like, I don't know, I always wanted to do that sort of thing. And ballet kind of like teeters around that stuff. Yeah, I just always found that that was the stuff I wanted to do more. So I also did gymnastics. I have very few memories from ballet and gymnastics. I kind of remember some ribbons in ballet. I don't know. I was always like a play in the garden doing gymnastics kind of child. Like, I can't remember ever not being able to do a cartwheel or that sort of thing. Like, that was just always how I spent like all my time. So yeah, I feel like sport really began for me when I started doing diving. So I was, I think 8 maybe, could have been 7, and these people came to my school and they were doing like, I guess you'd call it like talent testing in all the schools near the pool where the diving program was. And yeah, from what I can remember, they would like go around each year, like once a year, to the schools and test like things like flexibility and like movement, and I don't even know. But I remember they came to my school and did that. And if anyone lives, I don't live in this area anymore, so I'll just say, but if anyone lives in Crystal Palace, that was the club that I used to go to. And that was like where I grew up more in like Norbury Streatham area. So that's where I used to live when I was like, until I was in secondary school. And yeah, so we lived there and I was just at school. It was just a casual day and they do this like testing, and I'm pretty sure they did it in all the schools like in the area. And they picked me and like, I'm sure a handful of other people as well, to go and like go for like a trial session and see if you liked it. And I'd already liked gymnastics, I already liked that kind of thing, so I went down. I think they also picked my brother, but maybe that was like a year later or something. And yeah, I can't really remember, the rest is history. I did diving for I think 3 years, which it's not like that long in retrospect, but I think when you're 7-8 years old, 3 years, three four years feels like, oh my god, this is like so long. And even now I look back on it as a massive chunk of my life, whereas 3 years to me now is just It's like a slither, really. Anyway, so yeah, diving is the most intense sport I've done, or the most intense way I've done a sport out of all the sports I've done. And it did teach me a lot, to be honest. I was obviously really young, and quite quickly it became like a lot of training. I think I went like 4 times a week, sometimes 5, and each session was 4 hours. You would do 2 hours in like a dry gym on like trampolines and a springboard with a mat, that sort of thing, like conditioning. And then we'd also do 2 hours in the pool back to back. That was like one session. And yeah, it was kind of, it is so intense to think about now, like how young we all were and the coaches and everything. It really was like training for like the Olympics and stuff like that. Like they were very serious, and the vibe wasn't like we're here for fun. The vibe was like we're here to like do really good, basically. And sometimes I did struggle with that, I think. I don't think I ever wanted to go to the Olympics. Like, I would have thought it was cool, but I don't think I ever thought, maybe I just didn't believe in myself, but I don't think I ever thought that was like the trajectory I was on. Some of the people I trained with and that I was friends with when I was there have gone to the Olympics, like the people that stuck around, and also like the Commonwealth Games and like European, I don't even know what they were called, championships, that sort of thing. Like a lot of times when there's diving on, it's like people that I know, because the club that I went to was also quite like well renowned at the time. I don't really know anymore, but it was definitely quite like a famous one. I think they built a new one in the, when they built the 2012 Olympics, like this, like the pool and the like stadium and everything there. I think they started a new club there, but before that, the one that I went to was like, I think like the biggest one in London, or like the most renowned one in London. I don't know, but it was just happened to be like really close to my house. So yeah, that was the first sport I did. So many hours, so intense, actually a lot of tears shed over that. I think it just all became like a lot, and that time, I think that taught me like so much discipline, and I think a lot of like my strength and muscle and like everything that I've sort of like done since then sport wise really has built off of that, and like the skills I learned there, and like the even just working out and stuff. I think that was where I like learned how to work out and stuff, which is kind of weird because it's like you're so young, but that's where I learned how to like do a sport, really. Yeah, I used to have a big problem with trusting myself. Like my coach would say I'd be ready to do a certain skill, and or I guess a certain dive, and I would always just be like, no. Like I would just be like, oh, I don't think I can do it, and like I'd be often like crying or like hiding in the toilet or like something, because I just really didn't want to do it and I just didn't trust myself. And it's funny in retrospect, because a lot of times it would be a dive that was like on a low board, and like you're diving into water, like there really isn't much to risk as long as you don't hit the board, which did happen one time. There's this dive called an inward dive where you jump, so you're facing backwards on the board and then you jump backward, but you go in head first, but like your head moves towards the board in order for that to like happen. If I don't think that makes sense, but anyway, basically you're meant to do it so that you are close to the board, because that's like the technique that's like desired. It's not meant to be unsafe, but you're meant to be close-ish to the board. And anyway, I just got too close, basically landed on my head back on the board. It was a springboard, not like a hard one, luckily, but it still hurt quite a lot. I had to wear a neck brace for like weeks, which was so like, what the hell. So weird now, but that scared me a lot, I think. And just in general, I didn't have that much trust in like my own ability, which is like lovely how that's been a theme of my life for like my entire life. But yeah, I just like really didn't trust myself, and that's, I think, that was my downfall in the end. Because if you don't trust yourself, especially, I think a lot of the sports I've done are like skill, sort of like, I don't know. For example, I We'll come on to it later, but I also did swimming, and there's nothing to be scared of in swimming. Like, you're not going to get hurt. You're not going to, like, I don't know, try to do something and fail and, like, hurt yourself or, you know, embarrass yourself or whatever. Like, it's just not one of those sports. And having done, like, netball or, like, stuff like that in school, same sort of vibe. Like, there's nothing really to be scared of. Like, it's not, like, a mind over matter. And I know there's, like, other, you know, every sport comes with, like, other downfalls, but I just find, like, game sports and that sort of thing, in my mind, there's less to, like, sort of risk in terms of, like, your actual safety. But gymnastics and diving and these sort of sports, like, you really can get, like, seriously hurt. And I think I was always a bit scared of that. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I quit diving, age 11, walked out, retired. I made some, like, really nice friends there, and we also, like, went away for a few competitions, and I actually, like, won some stuff. I was, like, pretty successful for a hot minute there. And yeah, I don't regret quitting, because I know the people that train now that, like, are literally at the Olympics. Well, they've dedicated so much time and energy, and I just don't think that was for me personally. Like, I think it would have been really cool to, like, see how far I could have gone, but it just would have been too much, I think, for me personally. A sensitive little soul. Yeah. So when I quit diving, I was like, I don't want to not do sport, because I also quit diving the same time I went to secondary school. So I was 11. This was kind of a rough year for me, to be honest. Like, I quit diving, moved house, and went to a new school. Or I moved house, like, a year later, but I was like, just, or a year before, but I was kind of like still driving back and forth to the old area because I didn't change school and I didn't change, actually I can't remember how that all worked, but anyway, basically when I turned 11 and went to a new school, I wasn't doing diving anymore and I was doing new sports, so I kind of had like this whole new life in a way. And I don't know, that was like a big change for me and was like pretty difficult, to be honest. Like, I remember that being kind of hard. But the new sports that I decided to take up were swimming and trampolining. I think I maybe had done swimming for a little bit before, but I definitely started trampolining when I was 11, just when I started secondary school. Trampolining is the sport I think I've done for the longest. I did that for 7 years. I did that for my entire like secondary school experience. And trampolining was, I want to say, my favorite thing I've done sport-wise. We always did trampolining at diving, like you'd use the trampolines to like train certain dives. And I remember me and everyone else always thinking that was the best bit, like that was the funnest thing to be doing in the dry gym, because trampolines are good fun, you know? And so the idea that I could just go and train and do that for 2 hours, just that, like that was always really cool. So yeah, trampolining had a much different vibe. It was way, way more chill. It was just for fun. Like, we definitely did competitions and there was always like, you know, you want to learn new stuff and like improve and stuff, but there was no pressure that like nobody was like, you know, pretending they were going to be in the Olympics. Like, that wasn't that wasn't the case. And I had a really good time at trampolining, actually. I do miss it sometimes. I made a lot of good friends there, and because I went from age 11 to age 18, I feel like a lot of the friends from that I kind of grew up with in a way. Obviously that's not like, you know, your entire life, but it was still people I was friends with for like a prolonged period of time. A handful of people also went to the school I went to, and there was also loads of other people as well. So I think it was like, yeah, that was just a good vibe. I also liked the coaches and stuff. Like, it was just a very good chill vibe. They also, we had like discos and stuff. It was very cute. Swimming I really liked, but to be honest, I just found it a bit like boring. I also wasn't really good at swimming, and it's never that fun to be doing something that you're just not that good at. So I would swim like, I don't remember how often I would go to training, but I remember sometimes I'd be going like before school or after school and stuff, and then getting the bus to school, which always made me really like annoyed. Like, I was just tired, and like school already starts so early. The idea of like getting the bus to like a swimming training, then training, then getting the bus to school was just like, this is just so much, all before like 9 a.m. Yeah, I think because it's more of a quiet sport, you can't chat while you're doing it as much. Obviously, you do, like, at the end of, like, you know, when you're, like, resting and stuff, but there's a lot of it that's just, like, silent solitude, and it's a game of fitness, really. Like, you're trying to be fitter than other people, and, like, once you have, like, a good technique, which you can always work on, but, like, I kind of feel like there's less, like, excitement to it, whereas trampolining, diving and stuff, there was always this, like, excitement around it. So I lasted at swimming until I was 15. I quit. I remember distinctly quitting because I just didn't want to do it anymore, but I kind of told people it was because I had my GCSEs coming up, but like that definitely wasn't the case, and I just took up another sport anyway, so it's not even like it's just not true, to be honest. So yeah, the sport I took up, I think I took up when I was like 14, was gymnastics. Finally came back around to the core sport of like all the sports I do are kind of like similar to gymnastics. And gymnastics I took up because this was the one that I always really wanted to do. I would always like play in the garden doing gymnastics, and we sometimes would have like gymnastics club at my school as well, and I would go and do that. And that, like, I always wanted to be able to do a flick, is what we'd call it. I think it's the same thing as a back handspring. I don't know why we'd call it a flick, but that is what we called it. And once I'd learned that, that was like every summer, like in the garden, I would just be like practicing them over and over and like trying to link stuff. I used to do some crazy stuff in my garden, like just on the grass. I remember I could do standing tuck, I could do standing flick tuck, I could do round off tuck, round off flick tuck, just in the garden, which is like, my garden's not even flat, and I feel like it's not a small garden, but the area of like grass is pretty small, like you're not working with a lot of space and it's not flat. So I just used to love it. I would love to do a standing tuck now, but I definitely can't. But yeah, that was gymnastics. I first started at school and then I went to a club. That one I did until, I think I quit that when I was 16. I actually didn't last that long in gymnastics. I don't really know why, actually. Actually, maybe I did do it when I was, I have no recollection of when I quit gymnastics. Either 16 or like 17, around that time. I think when I went to a new school when I was 17. And I think maybe when I went there, I just quit gymnastics. And I carried on trampolining right until the end of school. And then I went to uni and I did cheer. Cheer is like maybe my favorite that I've done. It's so fun because it's a team sport, which I'd not really done before, but it's still like gymnastics-y based, and like it includes tumbling, jumps, stunting. Like I feel like there's lots of different elements, which is fun. And because they did it at uni, it was definitely a very like social thing, and like all about like having friends and like just hanging out with people and like the socials and stuff. It was always pretty chill, and yeah, it was fun to like go on weekends away with everyone. Cheer made my uni experience, like if you're going to uni in September and you're like scared about making friends, just join a club, like genuinely, like a sport or music or something, whatever it is that you like, because I feel like so many people I know have met like so many good friends through that. And yeah, cheer was like so fun. I miss it so much. I've now been out of uni for a year. This is the longest I've ever not done sport for, kind of since I was like 7 and I started diving. I've been in like training multiple times a week since then until now. So yeah, I guess I also took like a year off during COVID, maybe like 2, I don't even know, maybe a year and a half. It's so hard to like not be doing it anymore, and I miss it so much. I think if any of you have done sport growing up, you maybe will relate to the fact that like it just is like the best thing, and I miss the fitness, I miss the strength, I miss the like, I feel like my body just moves better when I'm in sport, and because I've done it my whole life, I kind of feel a little bit like reliant on it. I was talking to Neve about this like in Asia. She also did sport growing up, and I just feel like the whole, like, it's hard to feel like, I don't know, because obviously like working out and stuff gives you serotonin, but I feel like sport workout gives you like a different sort of serotonin or a different level of it, and because we've had that our whole life, it's like, oh my god, I miss that, like I need it back. I think in September when I move to, oh, I've not spoken about that, should I say? Okay, I accepted a uni to do a master's, which is very exciting. for September. I'll speak about it more in a future episode, because it's really, this isn't really the space or time, but yeah, I did accept one, which is really exciting, and hopefully good things to come. But yeah, so when I start that, I think I'm gonna set up like some more routines in my life, because I've been like sort of all over the place this year, and I don't think I really would have been able to like keep up with a sport. But I'm hoping to, I think my plan is to maybe join like a gymnastics club. I'd like to maybe go like just once a week, and it be like a 2-hour session or something. But I don't have to like, but it's like pretty open, like you don't have to do certain things. I don't know, I just want it to be like kind of like an open gym, but also not like, there's some structure, but it's like quite chill. So that's what I'm looking for. If anyone knows any in London, let me know. But yeah, I think I might research something like that. I would love to do cheer again, but it's just, you need to commit way more, because it's a team sport, like, and people can't like practice the stunts unless the whole group is there, kind of thing. So I don't know, I just feel like it's more commitment. And also because it's a team sport, it's like, okay, are we competing? And I don't really want to compete. And if we're not competing, then it's like, I feel like people don't have as much commitment to it, which is fair, because I don't either. But then it's like hard to get good. Whereas because gymnastics is like more individual, I think that would work good for me. So that's my plan. Hopefully that'll make that happen. So yeah, that's my little history. I've written down some things that I want to talk about, like just about growing up in sport. Number one I've written is body image. And as maybe you can like infer from the sports that I've done, they all require you to wear not many clothes and tight fitting stuff. So like gymnastics and trampolining are done in like leotards. Diving, swimming, done in swimming costumes. And then cheer, we did train in just like leggings and a t-shirt. So that was like a bit more chill. But when you compete, you're still wearing like a small, like a leotard and like a skirt kind of thing. So I feel like having been in these areas like for literally for like kind of my whole life, I do think it's like heightened my awareness of like body image and the way that I look and the way other people look, especially doing sports where like the way you look is kind of part of the sport. Like in gymnastics, you are marked on like the execution of the skills. And I don't know anymore, I used to actually have like a judging qualification for trampolining, I can't remember anymore, but like part of style is like a big part of these sports, like the way that you perform and the way your body like moves and stuff. I think that puts like a real attention on your size and like your shape. That's part of the execution of the skill, if you get me. And I don't think there were many, like if you watch the Olympics for these sports, there really isn't a wide variety of sizes of people like doing the sports. And I think that does affect you, especially like as a child, where you really don't have much awareness of like what that means and like why things are the way they are and like how to like not let it be personal. But yeah, that is just like a big part of it, and I do wish that that could be like eliminated from it and just not be an element of it. Yeah, just being in like tiny clothes and surrounded by like loads of other girls your age repeatedly every week is like, it isn't great on the mental health given like the society we live in. I know it wouldn't have affected everyone there, but I definitely like found that difficult. And even cheer, actually cheer is a lot more like diverse in terms of size, because there's like different roles for like, they need people that are tall, they need people that are short, like both are required kind of thing. So there is more like range. I was a flyer, so I was the person that was in the air, and I remember every summer when I was going back to uni thinking, oh my god, like I have gained weight over summer, like it's not gonna be like fair on other people. Basically, if you're like, there was always like a really small flyer, not like one particular person, but there would always be like one flyer that on the team that was like smaller than everyone else. And I don't know, I kind of feel like if you have a tiny flyer, it's just easier because the bases have to lift less weight, and like that is just like easier basically. And I would always feel bad that like I wasn't small enough to be a flyer basically, and that I was making other people's jobs harder. which it's hard because like that is essentially like true, like if you gain loads of weight, like that kind of is the case, and it's so hard not to take that like personally. Or if you feel like your group's not doing good, it's really easy to blame yourself and think like, well, I'm just too big to be lifted. So that's another reason I think I don't want to go back to cheer, is just because of that element of it. I could go back as a different role, but I really do love being a flyer, and I feel like that's like what I am suited to. It was like a problem for me, especially like I remember maybe in like second year, it really wasn't like great vibes, and I would stress about it a lot. And like I was saying, like I'd get to the end of summer and be like, oh shit, like next week people are gonna be lifting me in the air, like I need to, you know, which it's not a healthy mindset, and it's so easy to fall into when you're doing like these sorts of sports. You know, there's like five flyers on the team, it would be impossible to not compare your size to the other people, because it's just impossible. Like that's just the way my brain's wired, like I can't not compare, especially like body stuff. So it would be so hard to not think I'm the biggest one, I'm making it the hardest for my group, like, you know, and maybe other people are thinking that about me. And like, I don't know, that was just a difficult element of sport, which I would go as far to say if it meant I had no body image issues, I would undo it all. I would never do sport. Like I really would undo it all, because I think that will be like one of the hardest things ever to like fix in my brain. But I know I would still have them even if I hadn't done sport. So I have no regret over it, but it is just like a bummer that probably highlighted things that maybe I wouldn't have noticed otherwise. Some more positive things. I really do feel like sport and committing to a sport and a team or a club teaches discipline. And I think that's like a really important lesson to learn when you're a teenager. I really liked that, like, you know, I had school and I had like this whole world, this bubble of being at school, but I had this other life and this other like commitment, I guess. And I just think it is important to learn like to commit to yourself and to others. And I think sport is like a really cool way to do that. It's also great to just meet more people. You know, school is always too small. There could be 1,000 people in your year and it would still feel too small. Like there's just never enough. Like, you know, I just feel like everyone knows everyone's business. School just gets so like crazy like that. And it's sometimes nice to just go somewhere else where people don't have preconceived ideas about you. And you can just kind of, I don't know, have a whole new like group of friends and stuff. So yeah, I really, really miss sport. I can't wait to get back. I feel like I don't feel myself unless I'm doing it, which as I'm getting older is kind of getting to be like a scary concept, because I can't imagine not having it in my life. But obviously I'm not gonna do it forever. Well, I guess I could. I don't know. Okay, so I asked for some questiones on the Instagram. If you want to submit anything for a future episode, the Instagram is growingwiththeflow_podcast. And pretty much every week I ask for submissions. So yeah, let's see how growing up doing sport impacted you guys. I don't know if it was sport, but I did ballet and it has... I don't know if it is a sport. Ballet is definitely a sport. But it's traumatized me in body image, obsessiveness, severe anxiety. Okay, I feel like ballet is probably one of the, like, hardest ones for this sort of thing. Like I said, I've watched, like, Luna's content and it sounds so intense. And, yeah, I think it's, like, kind of similar to the sports I did, and I really do relate to this, and it's such a bummer. And it's weird how like I'm sure other people around you are also maybe struggling with the same thing, but so hard because everyone around you is also a child. It's taught me a lot of discipline. Looking back, I find it so crazy how much impact failing / succeeding had on my self-worth. Okay, interesting. Here's a fun thing about me is that I was never that competitive with it. Like, even when I trained so hard, I really was very chilled. My mom tells me this weird story of we did this competition where, so like it would be the same competition every year. So they had the same, like, it was the same title and stuff. And we were going one year and I was like, said to her, I really hope I come second. And she was like, second? Why do you want to come second? And I said, because in previous years, I've come first and third. So if I come second, I'll have all three medals. I'll have the full set. And it's just such a crazy way to like think about life. It's like, you don't want to win, but you want the full medal set. Like, what's happening? I don't know. I think that kind of is like a weird, weird story. But regardless, I think it highlights like, I really wasn't obsessed with winning. And I don't think I've ever been that competitive. I can be competitive in some ways, but in sport, I really didn't. I don't know. I don't think I ever felt. I feel like what affected me more is like if I felt like I'd let somebody else down. That's why I'm like petrified of team sport, because the idea of being on like a netball team and then messing up and ruining everybody's game and like letting everyone down kills me. But the idea of like just messing up trampolining routine is like, well, that's only gonna really like hurt me, and I'm fine, I can deal with, like, it's always almost like put it all on my shoulders, like I can cope, but like I don't want to let other people down. So interesting. But yeah, I can definitely see how sport would impact you that way. Moving my body is important to me. Team morale, trust my body to try new things. I love that. Team morale is like really important, and like learning to work in a team. I didn't do that in my sports, but that is like an important lesson to learn. Someone says, it's taught me to be patient and hardworking. That's actually true. Patience is true, because a lot of times it would take like, you're trying to learn a skill for like a year or something, and it's like, finally get it, and that feeling is like, wow, like it is really cool. Like the day you get to go home and like you filmed the video, like you filmed yourself doing it or something, and I would just like watch on repeat. Like the day that I learned a standing tuck, that was just like, oh, that is so cool. Ooh, made me overly competitive. That's interesting. Only did individual sports, wish I had more experience working in a team. I think same. I wouldn't change it, because I really like gymnastics-based sports, and most of them are individual. Cheers, not. You can do like team gymnastics, but I feel like a lot of what you're training is still individual. I guess acro maybe would be a good one. I did do some acro with school. I think in general I'm like happy with what I've done, but I do like, I definitely haven't learned teamwork through sport. Like if I have any teamwork skills, it's like from something else. Ooh, okay. Organization, this is so true. Like when I was in school, I'd be doing school, revising for like GCSEs or A levels or something. I'd have a job and I'd also be doing a sport. That's like, that takes like organization and like time management, and I do think that's a really important lesson. And I often like, I feel like in like applications and stuff, use that as an example of like time management. And even in uni, again, I have a job, did uni and a sport, like that is, it just adds another thing that you have to like work into your timetable. And I do think it's like possible. Obviously it depends how much you need to work and stuff, but yeah, it's definitely like good for your time management skills. That's a good point. A lot of people saying about body image issues, body dysmorphia, comparison, and yeah, I think sport as an adult could be like a really wholesome thing. Like I don't know, like I see like people doing like running club and like, I don't know, like little like five-a-side football leagues and stuff. And I just think it can be like a really wholesome place. And I really want to get into some sort of team or club that is wholesome like that, because I do really miss it. And I think it's such an important part of like who I am and like how I've grown up. So yeah, I'll keep you updated. Hopefully I get back into it. But that is everything I have for today's episode. I hope you found this interesting. Bit of a random one, but a lot of things I've never really spoken about before. So hopefully it was an eye-opener. But yeah, have a nice week. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be in Mumbai when this goes live. Oh my god, that's crazy. So if you want to see any content, head over to Instagram. I was thinking I might start posting some TikToks as well, maybe, because I have really downloaded the app, so maybe I'll see you over there. But yeah, have a nice week, and thanks for listening.